Cincinnati's plan to lease its parking meters and garages is now being battled in the courts, with a group of citizens yesterday already working to plan a petition drive to try to repeal the deal. But that in itself is facing a legal challenge. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to sort through it all. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Okay, first of all, this has just been, last week was just so busy with all of this parking information. Can you explain to us, first of all, how the plan passed council using an emergency clause?
Well, it passed with an emergency clause, which is has been part of the legislative process in Cincinnati under the city charter since 1927, when the charter was adopted. And it's used been used many, many times, in most cases because the city wants to move ahead quickly with some project, or it has a small window of opportunity to, say, get federal funding in. So the emergency clause means that it takes effect immediately. There is no waiting period. And
ordinarily there is.
And ordinarily there is, yes.
So with that being the case, it passed by emergency clause, but when other things pass, people can get petitions and try to repeal something that council has passed.
Yes, it doesn't happen a great deal in Cincinnati, but it can happen, yes.
So in this case, people are talking about that. Why is it that this may not work?
Well, I mean, there were so many people, it was clear from the public hearings on the parking meter lease proposal, that there were so many people in the city who were opposed to that, that some people took advantage of that. John Cranley, a candidate for mayor, Coast, the citizens opposed to additional spending and taxes, the Republican Party even. And they wanted to get this thing on the ballot and have people vote up or down on it. Now, that means you have to challenge, go to court and challenge this emergency clause. And they went, and from Judge Winkler in Hamilton County Common Pleas Court, they got a temporary restraining order. That means it stops the process until they can hold a hearing where both sides can present the merits of their case. And that's going to take place on March 15th.
Now, it also went into federal court briefly last week.
It did, because they had raised a federal issue of civil rights and voting rights. And the judge, federal judge, looked at that and said, there's no federal issue here. Sent it back to the state courts.
So now it's in the state courts. There's a hearing coming up this Friday. And what might the courts decide, and what could that decision, how could that affect just government in general in Cincinnati?
Well, I don't want to hazard a guess on what the judge is going to decide. I mean, if he decides on in the favor of the plaintiffs, the people who want to put the referendum on the ballot, it's going to be appealed. It's going to be appealed either way. And it could end up going to the First District Court of Appeals. And whichever side loses there could end up taking it to the Ohio Supreme Court. I mean, there's no limit to where, you know, how long and how far this legal battle could go. Could go on for months.
And so if it does eventually come to the point where they can put the referendum on a ballot, what will that mean for the way government is run in Cincinnati?
Well, it does mean a fundamental change in the charter. I mean, the charter, you know, allows, and in Ohio Constitution allows cities and counties, and there's only two counties with charter government, but there's many cities with charter government. It changes the way that they can do legislation. It's a fundamental change, and some people will argue that it will open the door to other changes in the charter, and there'll be other challenges in court to the Cincinnati City Charter, which has been in effect for 1927. It's been amended many times by the vote of the people and by the vote of council. But this would be a major, major decision if, in the end, the courts decide that people should be able to vote on this issue, which was passed by an emergency clause.
Now, as you say, this could take months and months. In the midst of all of this, there's an election going on.
Oh, yes.
What effect will this whole court case and this parking issue have, not only on the mayor's race, but on the council race?
Well, you look at, if let's imagine this is on the ballot, this referendum. You have a mayor's race where you have one candidate in John Cranley who is in totally opposed to this parking meter plan. Roxanne Qualls is in favor of it. If they're the top two vote getters, they're going to battle over this all fall, and it's going to dominate the discussion in the mayor's race and the city council race as well, because those people are running for reelection.
So those races could be even more interesting than all they are already.
They could be absolutely wildfire.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and blog at our website, wvxu.org. It's 8:40.